outdoor hospitality. We were talking about that last week. It was one of the things, along with gyms and cinemas and small crowds at outdoor matches, that reopened as such with the latest easing of the government restrictions. So outdoor hospitality is up and running since the start of the week. And in the UK, five local councils have banned smoking outside pubs and outdoor dining areas, a move which Luke Clancy, Director General of the Tobacco Free Institute, believes we should replicate. Because many smoking areas and pubs and restaurants will be used as dining areas as part of outdoor hospitality, we are wondering whether smoking should be banned in these settings. Professor Clancy has already expressed surprise that guidance around smoking in outdoor dining areas wasn't issued by NPHET. So we're wondering this morning on Morning Focus how you feel about this. Would it bother you if people were smoking while you were eating outdoors? So you can get in touch with us. Again, those numbers, 1850 400 964 to call, or 086 1800 964 is the text and WhatsApp number. And for more on this, I am joined on the show by Charlie O'Mara, who's the Clare Chair of the Vintners Federation of Ireland and a publican in Ennis, and Dr. Maura Finn, who is a GP in Ennis. And a very good morning to both of you, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Maura, I might start with yourself. I would imagine you would be keen to see smoking banned in these outdoor hospitality areas.
Well, first of all, isn't it lovely to see the outdoor hospitality areas open and people getting back into somewhat a normal life? The fact that people are congregating only in these areas and that they're eating in these areas does cause concern, because smoking, as we all know, is a major health hazard. And secondhand smoke is almost as serious as smoking directly. So we have to think about it sensibly. And it's not like these areas are now outdoor smoking areas, which they would have been before. These are the only places where people can congregate. They are ventilated, obviously, and that's the whole point of them, considering the COVID crisis. But If there's somebody next door to you smoking and you're outside and you're having a meal, it's very unpleasant. Apart from the unpleasant side of it, there's the health hazard too, and that has to be taken into account. I think it's tricky though, because I do believe, you know, that there will be a significant proportion of people who do still smoke, and they're going to consider that their rights are being once again violated. But I just think actually that the public health measures are the most important here, and the public, the health of the government, the country in general, has to be taken into account.
Maura, you kind of touched on it there. Smokers will feel once again that they're being victimised. Obviously, what Micheál Martin brought in back in 2004, a ban on smoking in pubs and restaurants and so on. After that, they felt they were being pushed outside, and now they feel they're being pushed from the smoking areas nearly out onto the road.
Yeah, and you know, and it is tricky, because there are still, unfortunately, a significant number of people who smoke, but you know, that's a bigger issue, and it does need to be looked into, and you know, we need to do more about anti-smoking. I mean, the figures are going down, thank God, but there's still a significant number who smoke, and we need to work on that. But while they do still smoke, we do need to protect the other people in the environment who don't smoke, and they shouldn't be exposed to secondhand smoke. So it's a tricky situation. I don't imagine Charlie will have problems with this, but from a health perspective, I do think it is probably a very good idea that on any premises, outside or inside, no, people should not be allowed to smoke.
Charlie, I would imagine, as Maura said, you would have a slightly different view on this.
Well, good morning, Maura. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Look, the first thing I'd have to say about, you know, is this the time to bring something like this up? Like, in fairness, the businesses we're talking about have been closed for the last 15 months. The anxiety, the pressure they've been on, their staff, you know, and everything that goes along with it. And suddenly they're open for a week and this comes to the forefront. Now, it's an important issue, don't get me wrong. But I think, you know, of all times to bring something like this up, I think it's totally unfair.
Why is it unfair, Charlie?
Well, look, people have just literally opened their businesses, and an awful lot of businesses haven't reopened because they just don't have the space outside. And for an awful lot of the businesses that have reopened, it will hardly be viable now, only that, you know, the indoors are going to be open, hopefully, fingers crossed, within a month. But to foist something like this on businesses that have just got back up on their feet and are hoping to survive for the next 12 months, the last thing they need is going down the route of this. And look, when you look at the logistical about it, if you took the last 6 weeks and averaged how many nights you'll actually get to use an outdoor space, they're few and far between. So I don't see that, you know, once you get a month or two back and people start moving indoors again, this is just going to disappear again, because for the winter, you certainly won't see anyone sitting out either eating or drinking in any part of Ireland. And even for the summer, you'll be lucky. I was talking to a girl there last night. She told me she was in Doolin, and she said there was food brought out to a table, and it was actually raining down on top of them. So, you know, it's great concept, the whole idea of outdoor dining, if you're living in the Mediterranean, maybe. But, like, how much time is actually going to be spent outdoors, you know, for people eating or drinking? So I don't see it as being an issue that, you know, needs to be brought up at this time. Okay, somewhere down the road, the government maybe have to legislate on it somewhere. And I think for the most part, common sense for most restaurants, well, most pubs as well that are serving food outdoors, there will be segregation between people that smoke and people that don't, or someone else says, look, I don't smoke, I don't want to sit beside someone who smokes. I don't think there will be an issue there, but I think for the couple of weeks we're talking about, you know, I can't see it being a major issue.
Charlie, as you kind of touched on there, this is likely to be a temporary measure until indoor becomes an option again at pubs and restaurants, and smokers have the smoking areas exclusively for themselves. So for the sake of a couple of weeks or a couple of months, would they not just row along with it? And, you know, they can still smoke out closer to the path or the road, and, you know, it is only a temporary measure.
Oh, look, as I said, if you go into any bar or restaurant tonight and you say, look, I don't want to sit beside somebody smoking, I'm sure you'll be facilitated. There's, like, publicans are quite happy to do it, and restaurateurs, I'm sure. I don't see it being a major issue. Number one, like, you have to obviously police it. You know, who's going to actually police this? Can you actually go over? If you come into my premises tonight and you're standing outside the door, and I go over and say to you, sorry, will you mind putting out that cigarette? Like, by law, do I have a right to go and tell you that? Like, I don't smoke myself, and I was delighted when the smoking ban came in. It was so unhealthy inside in the premises. But, like, you know, how much further can we go down the road? Can we actually go out and ask people, you know, to, if they're standing outside your door out in the open air, sorry, do you mind putting out that cigarette, or, you know, you're no longer welcome here?
Well, I'm sure, Charlie, though, you or a member of your staff, I mean, you're not expected to grab the cigarettes out of somebody's hand if they're smoking in the smoking area, but you can certainly say to them, look, for the moment, this is a dining area, would you mind refraining from smoking?
Oh, look, we'd have no problem doing that, but, you know, there are two things. Number one, as I said, it's going to be tough 12 months for people that have reopened just to keep their businesses afloat. And the last thing you want is going out telling somebody, if there's a family there, or, you know, husband and wife and maybe another couple with them, and they'll say to you, right, either, you know, do you want me to leave the premises, just walk away? You know, do you want me to go home and sit at home? Or smokers no longer welcome in your premises? Like, there's a lot of issues around. It's not just black and white, because people that have been locked up for the last 15 months, they haven't got out. Like, do you actually segregate now and say, sorry, people that actually smoke, you're no longer welcome? And that's literally what it's going to have to come down to, because I don't believe that there is a law there that you can go out and ask somebody to put out a cigarette. But can you actually tell them, you know, I'm telling you to put out that cigarette or leave my premises?
Maura, it struck me that, you know, for the past nearly a year and a half at this stage, we've been doing our utmost to protect people from COVID, and, you know, there are people particularly at risk from COVID, our smokers and those with, you know, issues with their lungs and so on, and, you know, we're doing our utmost to protect them, but, you know, at the same time, they could be in a outdoor dining area and somebody is smoking beside them, which would affect them as well, and also we're not doing more to protect people from smoking.
Okay, obviously the public health issue here is the general one, that smoking is bad and secondhand smoke is bad. But I couldn't agree with Charlie more. I have to say, there is a major issue about, you know, we have to protect our publicans and our the staff that have been working in, and they have only just started to open up and see their businesses come to life again. And he's right, the timing of this is probably a little bit wrong. This is a bigger issue. It needs to be looked at. It needs to be looked at on a more kind of national level. And I do think we should maybe be hoping that people will self-police this, that, you know, if there's dining happening, that smokers would actually step around a corner and go somewhere else, and, you know, hope that they would actually try and do the right thing themselves. Because you know, public health measures to protect the whole country have been difficult to impose and have been imposed on the whole population for the last 18 months. And now the idea of saying this as well, it is tricky. And I really feel for the people who have just started to open up their businesses.
Of course, though, so Maura, with self-policing, the majority of people might, you know, observe that, but there will always be one or two who might be resistant to it and cause an issue. They'd be so determined to have their cigarette and make a point.
That's true, and if they are, you know, that is tricky. But it may not be the place of the publican or the restaurateur to actually take on that battle just now. They have just opened. I absolutely see, and we have to protect everybody's mental health, not just the smokers, not just the non-smokers or people who feel very strongly about this. So, it is a problem. There should be a national policy on it. Maybe now is not the time. But I do think that we would hope that people would use their common sense, including the premises owners, and would try and find a compromise in this situation, because nobody wants to be exposed to secondhand smoke. It's not good. And obviously from a health perspective, that's very, very clear. But there's other issues here as well, and I think they need to be taken into account.
Luke Clancy, Maura, who is from the Tobacco Free Institute, has expressed surprise that NPHET didn't issue any sort of guidance around smoking in outdoor dining areas. Do you think that's something that they should have pursued?
I think maybe they will. Maybe this is something that they has been overlooked. Maybe they will, and maybe there will be a policy brought in the next few months. But right now, there hasn't been, and I think, as Charlie has said, there are lots of other issues that need to be taken into hand now. And we would hope that the public would actually use their common sense and take to an area that would be more separate from other people who are not smoking. That's the best that can be done at the moment. There isn't the legislation put in place. There isn't any guidelines. So I think, you know, we just have to hope that people will behave themselves as best they can.
Charlie O'Mara, Clare Chair of the VFI, and Dennis Publican. We're asking people on our Instagram page about this and whether smoking in outdoor areas should be banned or not. The listening public are in favour of banning it, Charlie. 77% for the ban and 23% against.
Oh, look, I quite appreciate, and as Maura said there, look, there's an awful lot of common sense, but I just think that at this time to actually try and start a campaign when businesses are just trying to get back up and running, you know, it's not the time. And look, for the most part, people are very good. You know, people don't want smoke in your face. People have suddenly realised that, you know, it's not the thing to do. And I don't see it as being, you know, a massive issue. As I said, look, in a month's time, hopefully we'll be back indoors. And a couple of weeks after that, once you're heading into the winter here in Ireland, it'll no longer be an issue. You'll have people that want to smoke that will go out to a smoking area that is out under the sky, literally, so the smoke's gone up. They're not going to affect anyone except themselves. But I think in the short term that it's not, you know, it's an issue that's going to have to be dealt with down the road, but I don't think it's fair to land it on the publicans and people that are trying to get their businesses back up and running. Now, look, I'm sure, and I've spoken to publicans about this. They told me they've, you know, segregated different areas if somebody is smoking. And look, at public opinion, if people are sitting around you and, you know, you light up and someone says to you, look, please, I don't. And look, at people have a bit of cop on. You know, you rarely get an issue anymore, which is, I don't see it as something that we should be, you know, getting bogged down in at the moment.
Charlie, you've mentioned, you know, concern that publicans have around this. And in terms of potential lost business, though, I'm sure there would be far more outdoor diners, than there would be smokers. And that just for the moment, the potential to lose out on customers from who can't smoke outside would be outweighed by the number of people who might stay away from outdoor dining if there was somebody smoking. And there's surely so many people are just delighted to be out again and to be able to avail of outdoor hospitality that the number of outdoor diners outweigh the number of smokers.
Oh, look, I appreciate that point. And, you know, it's been proven over the last number of years, and I've seen it myself, like, people are, you know, the smoking levels have definitely gone way down. And given nights there, you'd see very, very few smoking. But, like, the other side is, you know, at the moment, we'd say, even for a very small premises that are operating, you could have maybe twice the number of staff on just trying to operate on what you're doing outdoors now. And to actually try and get, if you start turning down business, you know, and you just, your doors reopen, if someone rings and said, look, I want to book a table tonight for four or five people, and you say, sorry, are one of you smoking? And they say, yeah, well, sorry, you know, we're no longer accepting smokers. It's very hard to do after you've lost, you know, the bones of 15 months business. And okay, we took it on the chin and we were delighted, as I said, to when the smoking was banned indoors. You know, that we don't want to be breeding anyone else to smoke no more than anybody else. But, you know, a lot of businesses went to the wall because of that, that had serious, you know, the pubs that literally everybody smoked in. And an awful lot of pubs started to close up after that. So, like, they've just reopened. And you're looking, I think today you have to worry about your business as well. You have to worry about your staff. You have to worry about, you know, is there going to be money at the end of the week there to pay? So can you afford to turn away a business? I'd love to say that you could, but you can't. You know, and there are a lot of people that they don't, there are couples that come in to me that told me, one woman told me one night, she doesn't allow her husband to smoke in the house because they're children. So she said, when we come out for a drink, he goes out to smoke near you and he says, cigarette, and everybody's happy. So you're literally telling those people, you know what, you're no longer welcome with us, just stay at home.
More, you know, as Charlie's outlining there, smokers, I guess, feel like they're being picked on and more or less being forced to stay at home. And I have heard the argument from smokers that, look, you know, with this latest move, we're not even allowed to smoke in an area that was an outdoor smoking area. Yet these diners, some of these outdoor dining areas could be quite close to roads and quite close to busy roads. So on the one hand, they're saying, I don't want to inhale secondhand smoke, while they're inhaling exhaust fumes and all sorts of unpleasant things emanating from vehicles.
Yeah, well, there are logistical issues about people's space and the access to space. I think the issue here is, and I think we're probably all in agreement about it, is it's not, this is not maybe an issue that needs to be a policy made on right now, but we need to put more funding and more work into anti-smoking campaigns. There's a very good service online, thequit.ie. There's a huge amount of work that can be done with people individually and to help them quit smoking. There's lots of different therapies we can use. And that's the issue. We need to take smoking out of the agenda. It should no longer be something that people see as being an acceptable thing to do in any area. But until then, we have to acknowledge that people are trying to run a business in difficult times. So, you know, so let's think about it in the more long term. Let's think about it from the point of view of public health policies rather than banning and making somebody else's life more difficult for the sake of, you know, I know it's for public health safety, but, you know, we need to find a balance here that actually allows everybody to have a life and a business.
Charlie, we have a huge response from our listeners, and I'm afraid they're not on your side. They're saying it's one of those days. What a way to finish the week, Charlie. They're saying they would leave or they wouldn't go to a premises if outdoor smoking is being facilitated around smokers.
But can I just say there, actually, if that's the case, aren't the public speaking themselves and they are self-policing? So if that's, you know, is that not the answer here? You know, if people won't go to an area that they're smoking, that's great. They're not going to allow themselves to be exposed to it. And some people will. So until we have a policy, until we have more work and more effort put into the public health idea of it, maybe that's exactly how it should be policed. You know, people will look after this themselves and common sense will prevail.
Well, Charlie, while the Morning Focus listening public is not on your side, at least you're getting some sort of, you know, hand across the divide from Dr. Maura Finn.
Well,
do you get any comfort out of that?
Well, look, you know what? Anybody that speaks with a common sense, it's great to hear them at any time. And as Maura said there, look, it's self-policing for a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's an issue that people, if they're not happy, no more than going into a pub during COVID when we were open for a few weeks. Like, I had arguments with people over, you know, they said, oh, I went into such a pub and I thought there were too many there or that they weren't properly spaced. And I said, what did you do? I hope you just turned around and walked out. If you walk out, the publican has to look up and say, right, why did that person leave? I don't want to lose business. Nobody wants to lose business. If there is a will there to get something started, we're more than happy to go along with it 100%. You know, if it's good for us, it's good for everybody. But, like, I think that as Maura said, look, it's a discussion that needs to be had down the road as to where we're going with all this. I'm sure 90%, 99% of publicans would be happy if there was no smoking anywhere on their premises. But like, why should it be foisted upon us at a time when, you know, we have enough pressures and problems just trying to get our businesses back up and running?
Yeah, you'd like to see this kind of very important decision taken out of your hands by people higher up the food chain and at government level.
Well, most definitely. Like, if the legislation is there and there's a law there, we've no problem implementing it. And we did it when the smoking ban came in. We got a lot of criticism. We got a lot of people who weren't happy with a lot of customers that left us because of it. But it was implemented. Then they looked for smoking areas outside. They were implemented. And people have been, and look at, as Maura said there, if you see something wrong in any premises, be it smoking or whatever, you know, it's up to the person behind the counter to, you know, take charge and say, right, I'll get this sorted. Otherwise, you're not going to go back into that premises. But to actually expect at the moment for people to actually start policing it, especially, you know, if you have a busy night there, and as I said, if four or five come in together and there's one smoking and they refuse to leave, like, how do you deal with it? I actually asked the whole lot of them to go. Or,
yeah,
you
know, it's a tricky scenario.
It's not a situation that I would personally be happy dealing with. I don't smoke myself. I don't like smoke, I'll be quite honest. But I don't know what I feel happy going out telling a regular that could be a very decent, honest person that, you know, might come into it for years because they're having a cigarette. Sorry, I prefer, you know, put that out or leave the premises. It's not an easy situation.
It certainly isn't. Very, very interesting discussion and debate around it, and it's one that is getting our listeners exercised. I suppose it's an issue where it's hard to sit on the fence, really, have a strong opinion one way or the other. Really enjoyed the discussion. Thank you very much, Dr. Maura Finn, who's a GP based in Ennis, and that latterly there was Charlie O'Mara, who's the Clare Chair of the Vintners Federation of Ireland and a publican in Ennis.